punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. I apologize for yesterday of exiting early out on you guys and not getting the show done yesterday, but man, when it hits, it hits. So I had a little 12-hour stomach flu, but everything's good to go. I got a full day. I got Lacey Swope on the phone with me from Channel 9, the best meteorologist in the country. And then we got Destry and Scott in here from Canuckson Irrigation in Yukon, Oklahoma. They're in here. We're gonna talk water after I get off the show with Lacey. But first things first, it's 41 degrees, wind chill 29. Northwest winds at 36 miles an hour with wind gust up to 48 miles an hour right now. So if you haven't figured it out by now, there is a wind advisory in effect. And one more thing before I get to Lacey. The Butcher Block over at Canute. Free lunch going on right now. See, if you guys had known about that, you'd have stopped on your way. But anyway, they got a free, they got about 100 barbecue pulled pork sandwiches, chips, and dessert left, with lots of samples of brats, beef, and pork snack sticks, and German sausage. Now I'm hungry. How about you?
I'm just sitting here listening to that. I'm like, man.
Doesn't that sound good? They are.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, and Canute is well known for their German sausage over there with Schoen's, and I'm sure the Beck's come right back in there with some stuff that's just as good as theirs. But anyway, if you anybody looking for a free lunch, it's only 8 miles over to Canute to get that. So, and it's right there on the north side of the exit, so it's not hard to get to. I mean, it's not like Canute has a bunch of stoplights or nothing. But anyway,
there's probably a traffic jam going on, I imagine.
Probably so. But Lacey, thank you so much for the rain yesterday and last night.
Oh, I wish I could take the credit. Hasn't that been wonderful? I know there are still areas that definitely need more, but man, for so many folks, it was an excellent rain.
Oh, yeah. It was, well, I have buddies out there that are, they don't have the greatest attitude in the world. They's like, well, Channel 4 says it's not going to rain. I said, well, Lacey says it is. Well, why does she know? And then I get on there and, you know how that goes. Anyway, I was, guess who was, woke up with a smiling face this morning? Jimmy Clark.
I'm telling you, I heard from some folks in Western Oklahoma yesterday, and they were getting pretty nasty. They were. Well, I'm not going to lie. I mean, the whole thing was, we're sick and tired of you saying it's going to rain and then it doesn't. And I said, listen, every time I've said it was going to rain, I have said it's not going to be very much. This time I'm telling you it's going to be more. And, what can I tell you? If I tell you it's going to rain and it's not going to be very much, I mean, it hasn't been very much, but it has rained. It's just not been enough to amount to anything. This was a good rain, finally. And there are still people that need more. I mean, it's not just going to end with one event, this drought, especially folks in the Southwest. But, man, for Roger Mills County especially rural, Dempsey, Cheyenne, I mean, those areas have missed out on rain. And I mean, just virtually almost all rain since October. Not even just a little bit of rain.
No, not even a shower.
Over an inch. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Speaking of Dempsey, Roger Mills County, this buddy of mine that gives me crap that I've won a lot of weather bets with him because he won't come over from the dark side and get on your team. And he was the one that was giving me crap. Channel 4 said this, and Channel 9, and blah, 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 and anybody. He was one of them. He's living at Grimes. So tomorrow morning, if you would, on your show, say, hey, look, Grimes got 1 inch of rain.
Man, it's so crazy. How that worked out.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though he's a Vietnam veteran times two and a Desert Storm veteran. I know this.
Well, he can have any opinion he wants then, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent. But anyway, he's he was a happy camper this morning, I will tell
you.
I don't know if he's switching to you, but he's still a happy camper. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad.
But then we got these 50-mile-an-hour winds today, drying out all the rain we had.
Oh, my gosh. The wind is ridiculous. There have been gusts. I haven't looked in the last, hour, but there have been gusts of 59 miles per hour, which is a severe storm becomes severe if the winds are above 58. So, I mean, that's virtually enough to do damage. That's how strong the winds are.
Oh, yeah. Right now, actually, Roger Mills County, Cheyenne, right now in the Mesonet, in the non-part of the Panhandle State, the state of Oklahoma, Cheyenne has 47 miles an hour gust, and Goodwell up in the Panhandle, you know where that's at, mm-hmm. 54 mm-hmm. miles an hour right now.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's been nuts. And then we had blowing snow. I mean, blizzard-like conditions in the Panhandle overnight.
Well, that's what they get. That's what they get for
all the moisture.
It's, you know what the Panhandle is?
What do you mean?
Do you know how most people, especially in Western Oklahoma, define the Panhandle of Oklahoma? Even though I have a lot of good friends in the Panhandle Oklahoma is just a shortcut from Texas to Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's just where you have to go.
But, does this storm that we had in yesterday, is that kind of showing a sign of the weakness of the La Nina? Or is it just something weird?
I mean, I think it's exactly the transition that we would typically see this time of year. It's right on course for the transition to go from winter to spring. I mean, the storm that came through, the path that it took is classic. A good sign is that we were able to get the Gulf moisture as far north as we got it, and it's only March, which is a lot of hope for April and May as far as an active pattern and, you know, good rains. The fact that we had rain all the way out into the Texas Panhandle is fantastic. That means the dry line, when it starts to set up for storms much later, you know, in the season, or maybe even as early as next week, we've got a system next week, it will set up further and further west now, which is excellent.
Yeah,
I mean, it was everything about this was amazing as far as a kind of a primer for going into spring. If we would have kept getting these systems that rain in eastern Oklahoma and not central and western, we were going to be in for a bad, bad spring and summer. But that's already starting to go the other way. What we got is already going to help. So,
well, that's great, because yesterday morning when it started sprinkling here around 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
I thought, here we go. And the mist got heavy. I mean, you had to turn the wipers on, and then all of a sudden it quit.
Sure.
And then you looked on the radar, yeah. And over there east of Clinton, it was just turned yellow and red.
Boring.
And red. And
that's
you thought,
what people started lighting up online.
I bet
yes.
They did.
Yes. And I said, listen, that's in the forecast. Your rain doesn't come till this afternoon, and the heaviest is over. It's at night. It's late in the evening and overnight. So you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, and you're going to have a better attitude, I promise.
And that's coming from a lady that's in the family way that's saying you're going to have a better attitude. Well, that's good, because, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to our current crop that we have out here right now, the wheat and stuff. We won't know until it starts booting and stuff. Nobody will know. I mean, it looks sad all winter long. And and you talk to people that are in agriculture that know plants and stuff like that. I can't tell you until it starts booting what it's going to
actually happen.
It looks pretty weak. But I will tell you that we gambled Saturday and put some fertilizer down, even though it cost $1,070 a ton. And it was hard to chew off, but then the rain came. So you're saved. but I am going to rant a little. I got to rant with you.
I love it.
I know you love people when they rant with you on social media, but this is on radio. So two things happened. Either your email you sent last week inviting me to go spoonbill fishing got put in trash or junk, or I just didn't get one. So which was it?
My truck was jam-packed with people, and I got a truck, too.
Don't worry.
You don't take
worry.
Up a lot of room, Jimmy. You don't take up a lot of room, but too much room to fit in the truck on, what day was that, Saturday?
Yeah, I'd have rode in the back.
Oh, but, you know, that would have been a good spot.
Yeah, I would have
rode. It's a long ride up to Call Lake.
Yeah, I see you like Lacey Lowry better than me, and I don't know why, but anyway.
It was a fun trip. So Lacey Lowry, my coworker, her boyfriend had never been spoonbill snagging, I don't know if he's ever even really seen a spoonbill in person. And so we took him up there and showed him and let him, you know, sit there and see what it's like to use those big surf rods and snag from the bank, and he was successful. What's up there right now? I mean, the big girls aren't running yet. The water's not warm enough, and it's just not happening yet. They're catching some bigger ones, but there's a ton of small ones. I mean, some people were catching 40, 45 of them.
Wow.
On the bank. Yeah, which is just unreal. But it's the small ones. But it's still, I mean, it's the reeling in a spoonbill, regardless. It's so much work, and he had a blast, and we had a blast watching him. It was fun.
Oh, well, good. And then I see Brooklyn. She snagged one.
Well, that's what was so funny. So her boyfriend catches the spoonbill, and Brooklyn runs down there and wants to hold it. And it shocked me. I mean, you never know how a little kid. She's two. You know, is she going to be scared? Is she going to? And she's like, oh, no, I want to hold it. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, oh, hold it by myself. I'm like, okay.
Oh, well, she's got your genes in you, so you know she's going to happen.
She's fished the whole time, by the way. She has her little, I think it's a Rapunzel fishing rod. A viewer had sent me when I was pregnant with her. And she fished with that the entire time. She was showing people how to do it. It was so cute.
Yeah, she's pretty knowledgeable, I'm taking it.
It's adorable.
Oh, yeah. What's in the forecast? What do we have hope for? And remember, cover yourself with a little bit, or you might get a lot. Remember that deal?
Oh, yes. A smidgey or a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just depending. So right now, the forecast after today, it's pretty chilly. It'll be close to freezing, if not below freezing out there tonight. We'll have another freeze tomorrow night. And then we do warm it up. So there are 70s, 80s again into the weekend. We may even have some 90s out west by Monday of next week. It looks really warm, but that's all because another huge storm is coming, and it's going to give us a lot of south wind and heat us up. And then as that system comes by, not locked in, but more severe weather Tuesday, potentially Wednesday, with more heavy rain, depending on where the storm set up. So that system's still kind of out there, but that's what we're watching for.
So is it showing some good potential?
It is. It's showing some good potential. Some data has it more stable, and we get good rains and less severe weather. Some data says it's big time, mean severe storms. So,
well, you know, how many people are going to be chasing these storms now, wanting to drive their Chevy truck into a tornado?
Oh my gosh! You saw that video. Was that not insane?
That poor kid. They were.
You're talking about video that was down in Elgin, Texas.
Yeah.
By the way, it's not Elgin. Not Elgin in Texas. They say it different.
Yeah.
So Elgin, Texas, tornado crosses the road. I think it was the interstate. And this Chevy, four-door Chevy truck, I don't know what it looked like, early 2000s model, is virtually drives into the tornado, flips over on its side, spins it around, the tornado flips it back upright, and the truck just drives off like nothing ever happened. It's incredible. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yes. If Chevrolet, I mean, you've seen it too. If Chevrolet doesn't give that kid a new truck and take that one to the museum.
Him and his family and a lifelong, yeah, there's got to be some connection there because that is wild.
I think that they should make Twister 2 the movie. And
yeah.
I think Lacey Swope should be Helen Hunt. And I think you need to do that scene right there.
That should be part of it. That's the thing. I feel like directors in Hollywood or writers in Hollywood wouldn't even come up with that. And if they wouldn't have done it in that way. That's how crazy it was.
Oh, yeah, because in Twister 1, there's this Holstein dairy cow mooing up in the air about 1,000 feet.
We got cows. That's the most famous scene. In fact, because of that, in the National Weather Center at the University of Oklahoma, the school for meteorology is in the National Weather Center in Norman, and the cafe, the students got to kind of pick the name for it and pick the Flying Cow Cafe. That's what it's named.
Well, now we got the Chevy truck that's, yeah, and then somebody said something about, well, the truck that was taking the video was in a Ford. And,
and he stopped.
He stopped. He's like, don't think my truck can get through that. But that's going to have to make the craziest video of all time right there.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep. I absolutely agree. And what's crazy is the guy that shot the video, he didn't know he had it till he got home later that afternoon or pulled over or something, was looking at his video. He didn't see it with his own eyes at the time. And he's like, what?
Yeah, he...
Look at this.
Yeah, I know, because I follow him, because last year during one of the storms sucked his drone away. He never did find it. So
yes.
I follow him.
Crazy photographer.
That was awesome. That'll make, bad thing about it is none of them, Dodge, Chevy, or Ford, any of them can get trucks right now, so it won't help their sales any.
That's true.
Well, your truck's pretty close to that model, isn't it?
Mine?
Yeah, what's yours? What is yours?
Mine is newer than that, and I now have a Ford. I have a Chevy. Oh, my Chevy is a 2010.
Oh, you better be careful what you say on my show here. Careful.
No, listen, I have both. I double-dipped because, listen, I was a diehard Chevy. Don't even get me started. You do not know the trouble I have had with Chevrolet. But I will say that was my whole life growing up. That was everything. And then I have both now.
Oh.
I don't necessarily have a preference, but I have a reason for having each one. They have perks.
Oh, so you had two trucks, and I still didn't go spoon billing with you.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, well, we're gonna let you get back to your normal life there, since you're at home, and
Brooklyn will be very excited.
Yeah, tell her I said hello. And tell your hubby I said hello too.
I will. We'll invite you next time. We'll take you up there and watch the spoon bill whoop your butt.
All right. Bring it on.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too, Lacey.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That was Lacey Swope, Channel 9 meteorologist. When we get back from the break, Destry and Scott are in here from Connexion Irrigation out of Yukon, Oklahoma. And we're just going to talk irrigation. We got all kinds of good things to talk about. And I heard they're running a deal on three-tire pivots, and that's one reason why they're out here. But looking at Destry, he's probably telling me that's fake news. So anyway, we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before and your gears change and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 21st. 1,959 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 303 brought 219. 24 at 582 brought 171. 10 at 763 brought 157. 19 at 896 brought 142.50. 10 at 948 brought 139.50. 4 head of heifers at 349 brought 191. 17 at 623 brought 156.50. 21 at 715 brought 146. 71 at 820 brought 140.35. 5 at 929 brought 136. Butcher cows were 10 to 98. Butcher bulls brought 10 to 124. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right. We have a three-way tie for the highest wind gust in our listening area right now. Hollis, Eric, and Cheyenne, 47 miles an hour. You actually have the, nope, that just let, Alva has the highest right now, and Woodward at 50 miles an hour. She's just breezy out there. Well, in the studio with me right now is Destry and Scott from Canucks and Irrigation in Yukon, Oklahoma. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Jimmy, how you doing?
I'm doing better. How was your vacation, sir?
It was great.
Where'd you guys go?
It's just never long enough. Yeah. Clearwater Beach.
How was it?
It was good. Weather was actually nice, so had a good time.
No stingrays out there stinging people on the beach?
No, water's still a little chilly, so I stayed on the land.
Last time I went down to, where was it? Anyway, somewhere down there in the panhandle, they were just lined along the beach.
Really?
All you did was just walk up and down the beach with your feet in the sand and drinking a cold beer. Welcome to the show, Scott. Long time no see.
Well, yes. Thanks for having us on, Jimmy.
I don't know. I've been wanting you guys on for a long time. I'm glad you're here. And you guys, how's the irrigation business? Good?
It's been great. Yeah, we've been really, really busy. You know, the past year and a half has been crazy. It's been interesting times just with supply chain constraints and different things.
You guys are no different than anybody else, huh?
No different. You know, but we've done well stocking in quite a bit of stuff, you know, and trying to keep ahead of the game so that we can have stuff available to sell and get it in when we need it. So,
well, let's start with you. In the last 10 years, what has changed in Oklahoma as far as irrigation?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is just the technology and conversion over to more electric. And as you know, with the pivot that you run, I mean, the telemetry and the things like that.
Oh, I love running it from my phone.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what everybody loves, and being able to control and monitor and do those kind of things, you know, remotely. And then, you know, also get alerts if there's something that goes wrong with a pivot or a shutdown or something like that.
I had a flat on mine that shut it down.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, that technology in the last, you know, 10 years has really come a long way. And other things, you know, as far as conversion of combustion engines on pumps, you know, over to electric and the different ways to control those with variable speed drives and different things like that have just brought things a long way.
Right, long way. Well, I know I did a little bit of research, and it's crazy how many irrigation pivots have been installed in right here in Beckham County in the last 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's crazy.
Oh yeah, and yeah. It's growing up in Sayre. You know, that's where I was born and raised. And you know, all that ground, you know, sandy ground between there and Eric. I mean, it was just brush. You know, but the pivots have made that ground productive, and there's water there, and so it's been good for people to be able to put that equipment in and make that ground productive.
Now, is our water system around, like we talk about around Sayre and Eric Hex in that area, is that a different aquifer than they have out in the Texas Panhandle?
And from what I understand, it is. Yeah, it's separate. So, you know, for the most part, I think that water's is holding up fine. And, you know, out in the Texas Panhandle, you talk to folks, and definitely that aquifer's been strained quite a bit. You know, they're having to go in and drill extra wells and try to keep up, and they're running pivots on way less water than what some of ours are over here. So,
well, and that's something you bring up there on the pivots on the water. Mm-hmm. You know, man, 700-800 gallons, I can water the world.
Yeah,
and you really can probably with one pivot, but the, you know, the systems that Valley and other people has developed over their last 5 or 10 years with the sprinkler system and stuff like that, you can get by on a lot less water now.
Yeah, you can. You know, we always say that we'd like to have a minimum of 5 gallons per minute per irrigated acre. And no matter if you're putting that on with a pivot or any other type of system, but we also want to be able to conserve that water and get most of it to the ground instead of it blowing away. So, yeah, you know, with Senninger's products and Nelson's products, and now even Comet is a new one that's got some new products, you know, having those sprinklers down low and kind of in a low angle application to keep them out of the wind as much as possible, it's really helped.
Yeah. Well, those deals that Scott helped me with a couple of years ago or year before last, the sprinklers to go on a side row.
Right.
My only downfall, you know, I want 40 foot or more, and those sprinklers were like 37 foot, but almost 80% of the water was on the ground.
Right.
I mean, usually you go up there and start with your normal Rainbird sprinkler heads, and, you know, an hour later the ground will be wet. Those ones that you helped me get out of Florida, wherever that was from, man, with just in minutes, the ground was wet. That's the difference.
Yeah. Technology on sprinklers has come a long ways, and I think it'll continue to develop. But, yeah, definitely. The lower you can get them, obviously a lot of guys out here, you know, are still running livestock, you know, and under pivots. And so you kind of have to be careful with, you know, your height of sprinkler and getting cattle involved and messing with them and things like that. But there's things that you can do as far as putting extensions on, you know, that if you don't have cattle in, you want to put an extension on, drop it on down, just things like that to make, you know, to adjust for what you've got in
there. Yeah, them dang cattle are the most curious animals in the world. Yeah. They're going to bite or chew on
anything.
Exactly,
they will.
You know, and well, Scott, you, I met you about 4, 5, 6 years ago in the parts department there. Mm-hmm. But now you've moved into an office, right?
Yeah, I do have an office, yes.
Well, you had an office last time, but this office here you spend more time in than the other one.
Yeah.
What all do you do?
Well, basically what I do is make sure that we can get the parts in. I deal a lot with our vendors, trying to make sure that we can have all the different parts in. And you know, then I spend a lot of time on the phone with customers, making sure that I get the right parts out to them. And you know, I have to sit there and listen to basically what the customer's telling me. And I tell you what, cell phones have been a world of help to us in the parts department, because I can basically have a customer sit there and take a picture of what.
Yeah, am I one of them?
Yeah, you are. You know, you can take a picture of the part and then send it to me, and you know, that way we make sure we get the correct parts out.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to take a break, quick break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some of the systems we got going and talk with you a little more, Scott. Lacey, I don't ever take a break with her because her time's valuable, or she thinks it is. So I give in to her a little bit. But anyway, so I don't take a break. So I got to catch up on a break. I got Destry and Scott in here from Canuckson Irrigation out of UConn. And we're just talking irrigation. If you guys have any questions you want to ask them, the KCO Ag text line is wide open at 580-225-9697, so don't be bashful. Text in, and we'll get to your question. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Their genetics work. They've got proof. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale is Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. Selling 100 18-month-old Red Angus Bulls, 30 registered bred fall calving heifers, and 15 registered open heifers. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 p.m. B&L values low inputs with high efficiency, added pounds through genetic merit, and honest females that make it happen year after year. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. For catalog and videos, log on to blredangus.com.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Speaking of B&L Red Angus, tomorrow is their big sale. You don't want to miss it. Benji and Lori White, they was on the show Friday with me. Great people. They got some really cool caps, too. And I seen on social media this morning, they had a bunch of them stacked up in there in their auction room. So at least go to the sale. If you're not going to buy a bull, go get a free cap. But you won't go wrong if you buy one of those big old Red Angus bulls of theirs. Well, currently, let me get this back on the right track instead of the wind meter. Come on, computer. Anyway, there we go. One more, and there we go. It is 42 degrees, wind chills 30, winds are out of the north-northwest at 37 miles an hour, wind gust up to 48. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast in the studio with me. Destrian Scott from Canucks and Irrigation in Yukon, Oklahoma. They do a lot. I see them out here all the time. And you're, oh, what's that guy's name that you guys work with?
Ken?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. The one Ken. That I see out here all the time, but he doesn't want to come on the radio.
He's so busy. He don't have time much for it, but we'll get him on here one of these days.
Yeah, we will. We'll put the pressure on him. Somehow or another, I'll figure out how to get the right pressure to get him on there, because that guy is sharp. Well, all of you guys are sharp, you know, but he's your troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm. He's our main one. We've got some other younger guys that are coming up that are following his footsteps, but he's obviously been there and done it.
He's a book of knowledge.
He is, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Scott, there's a lot of things that guys need to be doing right now with their pivots or even side rows. There's not a lot of side rows left, but I know a guy that owns one. What can some people be doing right now, because this rain helped a lot.
it did. You know, there's just a lot of things that people need to look at on their pivots before they fire them up. You know, we've been talking about having cattle running in around the pivots, and like you said, they are curious animals, and they will chew on just about anything. So we like guys to really take a look at their wiring going into their pivots to make sure that cattle haven't gone in there and pulled any of those wiring connections loose. The other thing is greasing their pivot point. You know, that's a good thing to start with. Also taking a look at their pivot panel, just opening it up to make sure that over the winter they haven't had a mouse or some sort of rodent get in there and just kind of clean that out and make sure that everything's clean going into the season.
Yeah, you don't know how they get in there, but they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Sometimes they build little cities inside of there before you even know it. So.
Well, I know the problem I had last year with our pivot down at Granite was I couldn't get it to communicate with the phone. And I'd go out there, and I could get in the panel, and I'd get the thing running fine, but not off the phone. Well, there's this little black line that runs from the blue box to the antenna called a coax.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about cattle earlier. Something was chewing on one.
Yeah.
And I don't know which heifer did it, but one of them did it. Well, after, you know who I called? I called Ken.
Yep.
And I said, man, this ain't fun. He said, Jimmy, check your wiring. Sure enough, I didn't call him back. So.
And that's another thing, you know, when guys are getting ready to start firing up, you know, just driving down your pivot and just looking at your sprinklers and your drops just to make sure that, you know, they haven't pulled one free and taken off with it. And just kind of doing a visual inspection of everything.
Yeah, because I've noticed a couple of pivots that fired up last week on their joints on the main pivot line. There was some that was spraying a mist out, so you know what's coming.
Yep.
I mean, but I notice on my pivot, if I have a leak and I lose 2 or 3 pounds pressure, I don't get the good watering I want.
Right.
So if you got a leak, you might as well shut her down and fix it.
Yep.
One of the other things on older pivots is, and we've seen this happen a time or two here recently, because, you know, guys are starting pivots up out here way earlier because it's been so dry and trying to get their wheat watered or what have you. But as pivots get older, you know, those spans are self-draining, and those drains can get some rust or some sand or something in them and not drain. And if you wait till the last minute to start up, you'll get some surprises on some freeze damage. So it's good to try to think ahead, and you know, we've even had an ice storm in the winter where power lines have been down, power companies put them back up, maybe they're cross-phased, you start your pivot, one tower runs one way and one the other way. So there's a lot of different things that can happen over the winter, but just being proactive and kind of like Scott said, checking everything and maybe firing it up ahead of when you're actually going to water, just to make sure you don't have any of those surprises.
Yeah, just put your rain suit and go on out there and unplug those drains, because boy, you can get wet with some of those nozzles. Holy crap. One gentleman here texted in and he wants to know any recommendations for irrigation systems for irregular shaped or smaller fields.
Yeah, actually, we also, I mean, we do pivots, you know, and that's a big core part of our business. But, you know, we do sell a line of traveling irrigation sprinklers, which is basically a big roll of poly hose on a, and it's got a water drive system on it. So if you can get the water to it, it's water turbine driven, and so it doesn't need electricity or gas or anything to roll itself back up.
Right.
But it's, you stretch the poly hose out, and you can go around, you know, like if you're down in a creek bottom, for example, and there's a lot of those around where you can't necessarily put a pivot, or maybe there's a high line that runs through there. But you can stretch these traveling guns out, and the bigger ones will go out to a quarter of a mile, you know, 1,300 foot of hose on them. And water retraction brings them back. You can set the speed to put down, you know, whatever amount of water that you'd like.
How big area it is? What's your biggest area in your biggest reel?
Well, you could cover, I mean, we've got some that are 4.5 inch by 1,300 foot that'll, you know, they'll cover like 10 acres at a pass. Those are big, you know, big guns. The difference in those is you're going to have more pressure requirement to run those than what you do a pivot running at 20 or 25 PSI. These have to run at 80 to 100 PSI. And so the pumping requirements are a little different, but it just gives you the ability to cover some of those irregular shaped areas if a pivot just absolutely won't work.
There's always one guy. So you guys want to know why I don't take live call-ins on my show? Here's a good example. I would pay money to see Jimmy run down a pivot while it's on.
do that too. I might pay to see that too.
Okay, and here, what is your recommendation for running a system that uses gray water for irrigation?
You know, we have quite a few systems that are running with gray water, whether it be from animal gray water or, you know, a lot of municipalities are running lagoon water through them. I'd say probably the biggest thing is nowadays, and in fact, a lot of these pivots out around Beckham County, just with the water quality, we run the poly-sleeved liner inside of the pipeline.
Yep.
which gives it that protection. You know, if that water's got some corrosive tendencies to it, that polyliner, there's really nothing that's going to bother it.
Right.
And Valley, to me, I think has the premier polyline setup on the market. The excellent couplers, everything's sealed. You know, so you don't really have anything, any of the effluent water touching the inside of that pipeline. And so, and then our plumbing at the pivot is stainless steel on those polyline machines. So that would be probably my biggest recommendation, is if you're looking for something like that, to consider the line pipeline.
Yeah, because you see those guys in the older pivots that didn't have the liner in them, and then now you see the white PVC hanging
under them.
And
we can still do that as well, but you kind of have to catch those before the structure is weakened enough that you can't even put the undersling under it. But we've been doing a lot of those with poly undersling lately, and so there's options. So definitely, and give us a call and we could talk about it.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break, come back, and we got the Hilbert Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and we'll wrap it up with some details from Destry and Scott with Canucks and Irrigation out of Yukon, Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the Everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All right, welcome back. 42 degrees, 31 degrees wind chills. Winds are still out of the north at 33 miles an hour, gusting up to 48. The Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for be windy today, 46 for a high. Tonight, still windy, 35. Tomorrow, still windy, not as windy as today, but almost. And 54 for a high, 30 for a low tomorrow night. Thursday, 63 degrees for a high. Friday, 72. Friday and Saturday looks just beautiful. No wind, the whole nine yards. And hopefully, Lacey is point on again. We got another front coming through next Tuesday. It looks like we're going to get some more rain. So I know everybody, I was looking in the mezzanine on the rainfall. Everybody in our listening area got rain. Some not so much, and some did get a good rain. But, hey, hang in there. We're all praying for everybody to get rain because Lugard is low. We need it filled back up. People to enjoy the lake and also to irrigate out of. So, anyway, we'll be right. Well, I have Destry and Scott from Canucks and Irrigation in here, and we've had some good questions come over the internet, some not so good that I didn't repeat, but anyway, you were talking about something earlier before the, not the last break, but the break before, some new technology. You want to share it?
Yeah, there's some stuff that's working. Valley's developing, basically cameras that will go on a center pivot, one at each tower, and then as the machine travels around the field, it's detecting, crop stress or insect damage. And the thing of it is, rather than somebody going out and checking a spot or two in a field, I mean, you're going to get a report all the way around the field. It's kind of in development stage right now. They've got the pilot program out with some machines that are going to be, they had a few last year, a few more this year. But, you know, they were given some, at one of our last meetings, they were given some examples of maybe finding some potato beetle eggs on the underside of a leaf way before anybody else saw those, you know. And just so I think the ability to, detect and I guess see your crop from a little bit different angle with these cameras, and it's not above the ground, it's mounted on the pivot, so it's sitting there looking at your crop, you know, from about 8 feet up all the way around. So it's kind of exciting stuff. You know, I don't know, you know, a lot of people out here use, you know, obviously agronomists and consultants, and I think this is something that might provide some information to help those folks in making decisions. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, because not every farmer or rancher, especially people like me, is going to be able to understand what they're looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
So
exactly.
Somebody's going to have to be school trained for it. But maybe some drones will go on sale after they put their I've been wanting a drone for so long.
Yeah.
And, but there's, but then, because the guys from North Fork, of the Red River Conservation District was in here, and they've been running those deals on the plants, like cotton, and tell you guys whether they're over irrigating or under irrigating,
right,
or whether they even need to water at all.
Yeah, and we even have that technology right now, which will tie into your Valley 365 platform, where your telemetry and everything feeds into your handheld, your phone. But you can sign up fields for the infrared detection of just where a crop may be stressing in the field. And a lot of times that's maybe due to, maybe one part of the field over here is sandier. This part over here is a little
tighter.
Bit different. It's a little tighter. And how is that taking the water, but how is it affecting your crop? And or if you have an older sprinkler package that's maybe, like we talked earlier, some of the newer sprinklers that are a little more efficient,
yep,
this is able to detect some of those issues with sprinkler packages, so that you can kind of see where the problem spots are.
You've been playing on the internet with this, Scott, because this sounds like something you like to tinker with.
Yeah. I mean, it's when they get into their variable rate irrigation and things like that, they can really dissect a field and can use the pivot to get the water where it needs to be when it needs to be there.
Okay.
And that's basically, what Valley is striving for is to be able to get the best usage of the water that you can.
Right.
And so, I mean, they do have the technology out there to where they can see areas of the fields that are stressed and can write prescriptions and plug it into the smart panels so that it will sit there, and if it needs to speed up in an area, slow down in an area, they can have that already pre-programmed in, so that pivot just follows that path.
It's crazy.
It is nuts what they can do.
Oh my gosh. Well, we got a few minutes left. What's gang sales going on right now?
Well, you know, on new pivots, sales are, yes, there are some sales, they, obviously.
It's selling, but it went up.
Yeah. Man, it's been, for a salesman, it's been an interesting year. But, yeah, I mean, everything's, as you know, it doesn't matter if it's equipment, fertilizer, what it is. It's the world we're in right now. But, you know, the one thing about for the new pivots, it's not too early to start thinking about your fall projects. If you're looking at putting a pivot in the fall, start looking now. Lead times are a little long, but we've got some pre-ordered slots that we've got. We've got machines available. Valley's keeping up. But financing right now, interest rates are still fairly low.
Right.
I mean, some of the ones that I'm writing, you know, here currently are still right around four, just a little over. So, and you can do, for the pivot only, you can do zero down and no payments for that first year. So you can get that first crop under your belt before you have to make that first payment. So that's been attractive to some folks, too.
I might take you up on that one.
Yep.
I mean, I know I got a partner in my upcoming project, but if I can get some deal going, it might be.
Yeah.
He's like, man, you are thinking.
Absolutely.
If they got any issues with what they need to do or need some help, call you, Scott, or just call the store?
Just give us a call, and we'll get them to the right person.
What's the number up there?
Call us toll-free. It's 800-373-9325. And that'll get you to Billy there on the front counter, and she'll direct you to myself, Destry Southers, or Scott Shelburne. Look at our website, KnutsonIrrigation.com. Follow us on Facebook. We'd be happy to visit with anybody and answer any questions. And if you're thinking of projects and you just don't know a lot about it, we'll guide you through every step of the process.
And they will. They've helped me out a lot. They probably do. They had me on speed. I had them on speed dial. But I learned a lot, and plus I'm lucky to have a lot of people around me that's got
that's
me.
Right.
You know, and then Gary, if something goes down on a side road, that I know that guy knows how to read. But anyway, guys, thanks a lot for being here.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us,
yep.
Jimmy.
Well, that's all we have for today. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.